I said I would not leave until we could leave together. Her face relaxed. She went back to sleep. It occurred to me during those weeks that this had been, since the day we brought her home from St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica, my basic promise to her. I would not leave. I would take care of her. She would be all right. It also occurred to me that this was a promise I could not keep. I could not always take care of her. I could not never leave her. She was no longer a child. She was an adult. Things happened in life that mothers could not prevent or fix. Unless one of those things killed her prematurely, as one had almost done at Beth Israel, and another could still do at UCLA, I would die before she did. I remembered discussions in lawyers' offices during which I had become distressed by the word predecease. The word could not possibly apply. After each of these discussions, I would see the words mutual disaster in a new and favourable light. Yet once, on a rough flight between Honolulu and Los Angeles, I had imagined such a mutual disaster and rejected it. The plane would go down. Miraculously, she and I would survive the crash, adrift in the Pacific, clinging to the debris. The dilemma was this. I would need, because I was menstruating and the blood would attract sharks, to abandon her. Swim away. Leave her alone.